Watch, armed carjacker accused of targeting mom. Daughter in Philadelphia, he was lying in wait. By Amy Furr on September 27, 2022. An investigation has been opened regarding the carjacking of a Philadelphia mother and her teenage daughter at their home last week. The two were leaving the house on Maxwell Place at approximately 6 a.m. September 19 when an armed suspect approached, Fox 29 reported Thursday. It appears he was laying in wait, Captain John Ryan told the outlet, adding the man rode a bicycle there and left it behind. Video footage showed the suspect point what appeared to be a gun at one of the victims. Moments later, the woman held her hand out as if to keep the suspect from coming closer, then told him, "Take whatever you want," as he jumped into the driver's seat. No one was hurt during the incident, according to Ryan, but the suspect took the woman's bag and left in the vehicle. Officials recommended not resisting to avoid being hurt in such circumstances, he added. The news came as several Democrat-controlled cities across the nation were suffering a rise in violent crime this year compared to last year. Data reviewed by Fox News found rates of violent crimes such as homicide, rape, robbery, and assault in New York City, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Baltimore were getting ready to break last year's levels. Philadelphia has suffered a comparable increase in violent crime under the direction of Mayor James Kenney. D, climbing an even 7% in 2022 compared to the first half of 2021, the Breitbart News report said. Kenney's Philadelphia experienced 750 shootings over the summer months of 2022. Last week, Breitbart News highlighted a Philadelphia Inquirer report showing approximately 8 people on average were shot on a daily basis in the city between Memorial Day this year and Labor Day. Meanwhile, in Joe Biden's D, America, a recent convention of states action/Trafalgar Group survey found most citizens felt safer 2 years ago when former President Donald Trump was leading the nation.